arriba, abajo, aumento de salario, arriba, abajo, licencia de manejo.
Bilingual chants rang throughout the Illinois State Capitol Wednesday as 5,000 people of the Chicago-based Grassroots Collaborative converged in Springfield, Illinois, demanding that the state legislature protect and expand workers' rights. With a projected $2 billion deficit for the next fiscal year, Springfield has seen a steady stream of unionists and activists demanding that the state budget not be balanced on the backs of the working class with job cuts and elimination of benefits. Sister Connie Probst, who works with the Illinois Hunger Coalition, traveled to Springfield to call for an aggressive expansion of state programs to protect the working poor, their children, the unemployed, and especially undocumentados.
Immigrant rights, which includes driver's license for those who don't have Social Security numbers, that all high school kids can get into college even if they don't have a Social Security number, kid care for undocumented children. The other issues include housing dollars for homelessness, living wage jobs, home care, daycare, workers get better wages than what they're doing right now, along with school breakfasts for hungry kids.
President Bush's welfare proposal, unveiled last Thursday in Ohio, calls for stiffer work requirements for welfare recipients. Approximately 30% of welfare recipients are currently working. The Bush plan immediately forces 50% of people on the welfare rolls to work and 70% of those on welfare to work within 5 years. Opponents of the Bush plan say it contradicts its stated goals by limiting vocational training as it increases work requirements. Speakers at the rally articulated a far-reaching vision for the state of Illinois, standing in opposition to regressive measures like the Bush welfare proposal.
Slavery, committed to rebuilding the nation. We are here today to tell our legislators they should be modern day abolitionists. Do we ask too much to abolish hunger in Illinois? No! Do we ask too much to abolish homelessness? No! Do we ask too much to abolish wages that don't allow workers to live a decent life? No!
Anjanita Cannon's situation illustrates the ripple effects that cuts in state programs for the working poor, instituted as part of the workfare package, might have. Anjanita, a home child care provider from Chicago and member of SEIU Local 880, earns a living caring for children of working parents.
And we want to stop the cuts to home care hours and the daycare parents' co-pays because they're trying to raise the co-payments for the parents. And me being a child care provider, my parents, they cannot pay the extra money in co-payments. I'm 98% funded by the state. A lot of my parents were saying that if they had to pay extra money in co-payments, they would have to quit their jobs. Now, directly, if my parents quit their jobs, then that means that I'm out of business.
The overriding complaint voiced by groups like ACORN, the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, complained that the Bush welfare proposal does not solve the problem, but aggravates it. Tony Folks of Chicago ACORN attacks the inequality that politicians like Bush consistently champion, billions in corporate giveaways and crumbs for the poor.
We want them to tax the rich, okay? The rich is only paying 6% income taxes, and the poor people that are making under $15,000 in income are paying 13%. And we think that the rich should pay their fair share. So that's basically what we're all here in our different groups are here for.
The Bush welfare proposal also allocated $50 million for abstinence-only sex education, $300 million for his, quote, marriage welfare program, and other programs that may saddle individual states with increased costs for child care and other social programs. Community-based groups voice concern about the wisdom of federal mandates for unproven programs during an economic downturn. The House of Representatives is slated to take up the Bush welfare proposal this week. With Sheila Knopper of the Springfield IMC and Becca Glazer of the Urbana-Champaign IMC, this is Michael Faltus.